a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity.
Well, thanks so much for staying with me. My name is Jay. You're listening to the very last segment of my show this week called Back to the Future. That's why you've heard some Cher, you've heard some Huey Lewis, and a lot of in between, but I'm going to end strong with this show and the abbreviated podcast portion with what I predict is actually going to be in place economically with real estate, with finance, and mortgage in the next 10 years. I went back in the previous segments, which you can review for yourself, either listen to the replay tomorrow at Sunday at 11 a.m., or simply go to Spotify, you can go to iTunes, or you can call me at 719-330-1457, and I will get you copies. I talked about how in 2012, January 28, 2012, I launched this show on this radio station, KRDO, 520 shows ago, and basically I told you this: do anything you can to buy properties now. That's what I said in 2012. I said, I am leading the charge with my wife, and I was buying my first house, by the way, which was Lafayette, for $172,000. That house is now worth more than $280,000. The next year in 13, I bought my second house on Three Eagles. I bought that house for $221,000. Haven't put a penny into it, right in Ivy Wild. It's worth more than $395,000 today. The very next year, I bought a house in Pleasant Street. I just looked at that house. I put $30,000 into that house. I bought it for $178,000. It's now a $380,000 house all day long. This story is not about me. These were words and decisions made 10 years ago. I then went and bought a house on Farragut with Justin Hermes, who now has his own radio show here, Real Estate Realities. Told me, Jay, I've got a pocket listing because I knew things were transitioning into that. Interesting, inventory was running out. I knew it 2016. You all are just hearing about it now. Stay tuned to this show all the time. I have the facts and I can see the future. That house is now worth $380,000. The very next year, I not only bought one house, I bought two houses at Rainbow for $220,000. It's now worth $380,000 because I found one in the Broadmoor, another pocket listing. Then I bought one on Polo for $700,000. Today, less than 3 years later, that appraises for $1 million. And we have not stopped, folks. We're just starting. I want you to tune into this podcast as much as possible because I will give you a look into the future. I'll show you the crystal ball. The last 10 years has been because of demographics, supply and demand economies. I've had more than 125 couples become, and individuals become, real estate millionaires. I call also military millionaires that have bought real estate. That trend is not going to stop. It is absolutely crazy, my friends. In 2012, there was over 4,000 active listings in Colorado Springs. This last month, we're down below 300. Do you think you're solely going to build your real estate empire in Colorado Springs? You're naive if you think so. I'll tell you where it's going and how you can benefit. Inventory is down historically, but the thing that amazes me the most is when I told you to please, please, please start buying real estate at 40% off the all-time high of 2006 and its equity increase potential, the median house price in Colorado Springs, January 28th of 2012, was $181,000. This is the same story in every major city, like Austin, like even San Francisco and Seattle. The list goes on and on. We're not the only city that this is happening in. Denver hit the boom before us, and now Pueblo's coming in behind us. But the median price in Colorado Springs right now is $380,000. It's more than doubled. I predicted 10 years ago that it was going to take 11 to 13 years to do it. We did it in less than 8.5 years, period. We went through $360,000 way back in 2019, and we're not looking back from 2012. So that's 7, almost 8 years. But I am telling you this, my friends, This is the future. And the future, first of all, is to get my number, 719-330-1457. Many of you know that I am a licensed loan originator, a real estate investor. I have a development company that I have not talked a lot on the radio, but I'm going to start to mention today. I'm part owner in Churchill Mortgage, an amazing company started by Mike Hartwick and one of my best professional friends and my boss, Matt Clark, have exploded that company with all of us. They've built that company from 400 to 800 team members in 1 year. So that's the credibility that I bring to the microphone. I've got a $2 million project in Woodland Park, 8 townhomes under construction, and that's where I'm going to tell you is the transition of my predictions. First and foremost, I'm going to tell you our median home prices by 2030 in Colorado Springs will go from $380,000 north of $540,000. To get any house in Colorado Springs by 2030, you are going to need to have $500,000. Colorado Springs will hit over a half a million people. El Paso County will go through 750,000. We will be Californianized, or what I say, Californicated, where we're getting too involved and our lifestyle is going to look way too much by California. And I'll let you know, my friends, I am going to be a resident of Tennessee by then because I don't agree with any of the governor's economic or social policies. I don't believe in renewable energy by 2040. My prediction, this is a tough one, is that Colorado Springs will most likely not retain the Space Force just because of the political and the economic situation the state government is creating. But I want to go back and say this. This is a final note. Here's the big money. This year, for the first time, I have not announced to individuals, I am selling one of my houses, actually over in Divine Redeemer, for $380,000. And I am going to buy not one, not three, not five. I am going to buy 6 houses in Memphis, Tennessee, where you can still get a single family home for $45,000 to $75,000. And that's what you're going to have to start doing, my friends. You're going to take your investment property, make one or two really good additional purchases in Colorado. Then you're going to 1031 exchange those and not go to the tier 3 city like we are, but you're going to have to go to a tier 4 city or a tier 5 city like Memphis, Tennessee, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Rapid City, South Dakota. All of these areas you still can buy houses for under $100,000, but that's going to change dramatically before 2024. But you're going to see all of them grow. I had a very good friend of mine do that in Buffalo, where he bought 30 homes in Buffalo for $50,000 with the max exodus out of New York. What do you think those things are valued today? So I want you to tune in next week and the week after. Matt and I are going to do a more organized recap of the last 10 years in the economy and radio on the 13th of March. So you tune in. But that's all I have today. Thanks so much for listening. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. And as I state at the end of every show, please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. We'll see you next week, or at least we'll hear you right on the podcast or the radio show live on Saturdays. This has been The Jay Garvin Show.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Oh, Johnny.